this Friday night we have a Christmas celebration.
那晚会当中呢，我们会有一些精彩的表演。
We will have a very exciting performance.
谁表演呢？是我们每一个人都要表演啊。
So everybody has to participate.
来就知道了哈，来就知道。
So when you come, you know.
而且我们有抽奖活动，我们有礼物。
And also we have raffle tickets.
啊，已经公布礼物了哈。礼物呢，是我们已经有一套礼物人家贡献出来了，就是一套的卡拉 OK 哈。包括无线麦克风啊，整套的系统。
Okay, our prize
里面有7000首中文歌曲。
And there are 7,000 Chinese songs in there.
哦，所以希望大家能够来试试手气。那星期天的下个星期天是我们的圣诞节了。
So Sunday is our Christmas.
我们不是在比赛才艺的哈，不是 talent show 哈。
So it's not a talent show.
是让我们有参与的机会。
So we just hope everybody participate.
来向神感恩。
To give thanks to God.
所以我们希望我们有不同的团体，有唱粤语歌的哦，然后呢，有儿童，有诗班，有这个小孩的啊，那有独唱的哈，那有每一个家庭为单位。如果你愿意参与的话，请跟 David 于报名。
Hopefully we'll have different performances. If you're willing to participate, please sign up with Sister Wei.
你不要等到你当时才想到哇，我要不要？因为你要事先预备的哈、哦。我们不接受临时报名的，哈哈，所以请先向 David David 在哪里
？Okay, correction.、啊、it's not Sister Wei. It's David Yu.
David 跟他报名哈。好，我们希望弟兄姐妹能一起参与，因为耶稣降生是跟你有关的，所以不是在比赛才艺。当你有参与的时候，一起来向神感恩，好不好？好。但是如果你没有准备，你也说不好意思，我不要来，不要这样子哈。我想我们来这里，你如果真的没有预备好，没有关系，我们来欣赏别人的预备，给他们拍手加油，好吗？好，感谢主。我们一起来攻读今天的经文。
Okay, let's read today's scripture together.
在记载在路加福音第二章八到十四节。
The book of Luke, chapter 2, 8 through 14.
好，如果我们翻到之后，我们可以一起来攻读这段经文。那让我们一起起立，我们来读神的话语。
Let's all rise and read the word of God.
好，预备，请，在伯利他说：“羊群有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们。牧羊人，就是不要惧怕，我帮你带。”我报给你们一个大喜的，是关乎万民的，因今天在大卫的城里，就是主基督。你要看见一个，我在马上，就是七号了。忽然间，看这，荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。谢谢各位，请坐。
Thank you. Please be seated.
圣诞节快到了，我想可能每一家每一户都感受到预备过节的气氛。
So Christmas is approaching. Every family is preparing for this holiday.
但我不晓得圣诞节对现代的人有什么意义呢
？But I wonder to this modern generation, what does Christmas mean to them?
可能对一位每天在要工作又必须照顾三个孩子的单亲妈妈。也许圣诞节对他的意义而言，就是有一个好好休息、放松的机会。
Probably to a working single mother of three, Christmas may give her a few days of rest.
对一个儿女不在身边的独居老人，也许圣诞节对他的意义就是可以全家团聚见面的机会。
And to the elderly people whose children are not around, Christmas might be the chance to see their children.
对一个从中国离乡背景偷渡来美国，整天在餐馆打工的年轻人，圣诞节对他们而言，也许就是体验一下美国人的慷慨大方，多赚取小费的机会。
The new Chinese immigrant who works in restaurants, Christmas might be their opportunity to earn more tips.
那我不晓得在座圣诞节对你有什么特别的意义。
And I'd like to know what Christmas means to you.
但我相信圣诞节对不同的人将有不同的理解。
But I do believe Christmas means different to different people.
例如对一个商人而言，圣诞节意味着这是一个最忙的一个机会，商家会让营业时间更长，有更多的人 更多的进货来满足这些购物者，借这个商机来赚取更多的利润。
So to a businessman, Christmas is their busiest time. Long hours hire more people and stock up inventory and make more profit.
那对于固定上班的人来的上班族来说，圣诞节的意义也许意味着他们可以领取年终奖金，口袋有额外的钱可以做他们想做的事情。
And to the general public, and Christmas is the time to maybe receive their year-end reward money to do whatever they have been wanting to do.
那对于盼望圣诞节拿到礼物的小孩而言，那圣诞节的意义对他们也就是期待圣诞老公公赶快到来啊。
For children, maybe they're expecting Santa and gift.
然而，圣诞节的意义就只有这样子吗？
But is that only meaning of Christmas?
大人拿到年终奖金，小孩拿到圣诞礼物，全家团聚吃圣诞大餐，商人赚钱赚的荷包满满，就这样子吗？
The adult make more money, children receive gift, family gather together. Is that all?
你说没有没有，好像我们在庆祝什么人的生日哈？
Say no no no, probably we're celebrating somebody's birthday.
但这是庆祝谁的生日啊？
Whose birthday?
啊，有人说搞不清楚到底是庆祝耶稣生日还是庆祝圣诞老公公的生日。
Somebody will say maybe Jesus, maybe Santa.
你知道我小的时候很天才啊。
I was a genius when I was little.
我认为说，我认为那个天才不是真正的天才，是指很 creative 哈。就是说我认为小时候我是那耶稣呢，慢慢长大，结果呢过了好多年之后，他变成圣诞老公公了，所以我们在庆祝同一个人的生日。
So when I was little, I was really creative. I think that Jesus came as a baby and then keep growing and turn into Santa Claus. So we're celebrating one person's birthday.
对，所以哪有圣诞老公公一直都是哪有耶稣一直都那么小的 baby， 过了我们庆祝好几年了啊，所以我想他应该是变老公公了哈，所以那就是我们在庆祝同一个人，我小时候就这么样天才，是不是？
So that's what I think about Christmas when I was little.
那有人只知道，有些人说哦，圣诞节就是要狂欢啊，开 party 庆祝的，通宵达旦，快乐就好。
So somebody think Christmas is all about partying.
那请问我们过圣诞节难道只有这样子吗？
So I ask you, is that all we do during Christmas?
那至少我知道，就是第一个圣诞节并不是这样子的。
At least I know things are different during the first Christmas.
刚才我们所读的路加福音二章八到十四节，那里记载个第一个圣诞节，就是当时上帝借着天使向全世界宣布了一个关乎万民甚至全宇宙最重要的一个圣诞佳音。
So in the book of Luke, we know God sent angels to bring good news that will be for all the people.
就是呢，要亲自神要道成肉身来到这个黑暗的世界，以谦卑成为人的样式，以受苦的形式住在我们当中。
So it's a savior has been born into this dark world in the likeness of man, endure suffering.
并且呢，以舍命来拯救世界上所有的罪人。
And give his life to save all the sinners.
所以我们要来体会一下，了解一下圣诞节真正的目的跟意义呢，我们就必须要先体会一下神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们，他背后的重要救恩道理。
So to understand the Christmas,We need to start with, for God so loved the world, He gave His one and only Son.
然而，我们一起来想象一下，当时的天使要来传报一个这么样重要的一个消息，要寻找足以代表全人类来接受这样一个重要宣告的一个对象的时候，我想这号人物一定相当不简单的。
So when we think when angel of the Lord appear. And to proclaim this great news, they have to appear to some significant people.
假设我们有美国总统要特别来拜访我们教会，他写一封很重要的事情，那谁要来代表接受
？So if the president visit our church, who is going to receiving him?
我们一个找一个重要的人哈，那至少是执事会主席嘛哈，是。那全人类代表全人类的罪，我至少找美国总统吧，或者找一个重要的人物，是不是？我们
So if we think if it's come for all people, we have to find somebody very important to receive him, right?
但是令人不解的是， 神竟让天使去选择在野地里的这些牧羊人，向他们传报这全世界全人类历史当中最大的佳音啊。
But to our surprise, the angels of the Lord appeared to the shepherds living out in the field.
那这些牧羊人的社会阶层是很低贱的，他们没有权力或是威望。为什么天使不去选择像那些有权有势的政治领袖或是宗教领袖，向他们来传报这个这么伟大的佳音呢？
So at the time, shepherds had very low social status. So why didn't the angel appear to the powerful people or religious leaders?
那这些有权也这些政治人物或是这个宗教领袖，他们是有影响力的人啊。
And also those peoples are very influential.
但我相信，在这一个简单的宣告上面，我相信上帝的心意要透过这些牧羊人，使我们就是全人类知道真正圣诞节的意义，至少有以下三方面。
So I believe God wants to use these shepherds to show us the true meaning of Christmas, and there are three points I want to make.
好，第一个就是在容易被人遗忘的世代当中，神不会忘记你。
So the first point is God will not forget you in this era when you are easily forgotten.
我们可以想象，在当年这一群几乎被社会所遗忘的牧羊人，他们在孤寂的野地半夜看守羊群，尽他们当尽的责任跟义务，但是有谁真正去在意他们呢？
So let's think about a group of shepherds watching over their flocks at night, lonely and almost forgotten. Who would pay attention to them?
有人就认为说，哎，他们可能是社会最底层的，没有一技之长啊，谁叫他们不好好读书啊，然后呢，没有他们存在，有没有他们存在都无所谓的。
So some people may be thinking, oh, they're at the very low ladder of the social status and have no education.
在当年如此，但是其实今天也是这样。我们每当夜深人静的时候，家家户户熄灯就寝，每个人都进入梦乡的时候，请问有谁会在意那些三更半夜不能睡觉，还必须工作在外的人？
So today's the same. When everybody sleeps in their comfortable bed, who would ever remember those who are working night shifts?
谁会去关心那些半夜还要修马路的工人，或是那些上大夜班啊，在工厂的操作员？
And then have you ever noticed the road maintenance workers who have work at night?
或者是这些保家卫国正在执勤站岗的军人或警察？
Or those soldiers and police officers?To protect us.
除非他们是你所亲爱的亲人或是朋友，是不是？
Unless they are your relatives or friends, you will barely notice them.
但是我们看这些牧羊人啊，我们可以看见说神在乎他们啊，没有忘记他们。
But you can see the shepherds, God remembers them.
所以圣诞节的意义就是说，当没有人在乎你的时候，神仍在惦记你。
So,When Christmas comes, when everybody forget about you, God remembers you.
所以神知道你对他而言是非常重要的，不管你的社会地位如何。
And he knows you, and you are important to him, no matter who you are.
因为这就是耶稣基督来到这世界上的目的，要来拯救你。甚至他都愿意为你舍命，他怎么会不在乎你呢？怎么会不关心你呢？
That's why Jesus came to this world and laid down his life for you.
因此无论你觉得自己是多么的微不足道，多么的渺小啊，不重要，在黑暗孤单的角落，你以为早就被人遗忘了忽略了吗？但是你要知道，神不会忘记你的。
So no matter how insignificant you are thinking about yourself or you're ignored, forgotten, but do you know it doesn't matter how what other people look at you, God remembers you.
不管别人怎么样看你，但是在上帝的眼中你就是最宝贵、最有价值的。
Doesn't matter what other people think about you. To God, you are the most precious.
也许以世俗的价值来看，你不被看好，但是在神的价值观不一样，因为在神在眼中呢，你是最珍贵的，是不会被忘记的。
So maybe from the asset point of view, you maybe are trivial, but to God, you are of a great value.
约瑟他是一位曾经被兄弟忽略。被卖为奴隶，甚至成为阶下囚，这样一位卑微和被鄙视的少年人，几乎完全被世人所遗忘了。
So let's look at Joseph. He was betrayed by his brothers, sold as a slave, and later on even falsely put in jail. He was forgotten.
然而神却没有忘记他，并且最后使他高升成为埃及的宰相。
But God didn't forget him and made him prime minister of Egypt.
不但他个人的命运完全改变，也同时拯救了当世代他许许多多的人，尤其他的整个全家族的性命。
Not only his life was changed, but he became, but he saved a group of people, including his family.
这就是我们的神，我们所受的委屈，他都看见了。
And this is our God. He sees everything.
我们的神，他绝不看人的外貌，他成就事情也都超乎我们的想象。
And he does not look on the outside, and his accomplishment is beyond our imagination.
神的道路高过我们的道路，他的意念也高过我们的意念。
And his way is better, and his will is higher.
因此，在我们当中，可能你觉得你也许被人家遗忘了、忽略了，但是我们。要知道圣诞节对你的意义而言就是神在乎你。
So maybe you think you are forgotten, but I want you to know that God remembers you.
在那些孤儿院里面的孩童可能曾经被人遗忘，但是神没有遗忘他们。
The orphans might be forgotten by people, but not by God.
在那些养老院里面的孤独老人，那些在监狱里面的受刑人，那些没有身份的偷渡客，那些弱势团体，那些经常被取笑被轻看了这些被遗忘的这些边缘人呢，神都没有忘记他们。
The lonely seniors in the old folks home, people that are in jail, people who has no legal residency, and the weaker group, the outsiders, and God didn't forget you.
他们都需要听到这样的圣诞佳音，因为圣诞节的意义对他们而言就是无论你处在任何的光景，感觉你孤单无助被世界遗忘，这时候圣诞节对他们就有意义了。
So all these people need to hear the good news, no matter where you are now. Lonely or forgotten, Christmas means a lot to you.
因为耶稣基督是为你而来的，他要宣告一个信息，就是耶稣爱你，为你降生，并且为你舍命。
Because Jesus was born to this world for you.
第二方面呢，是在喜欢攀比身份的社会当中，神不会轻视你。
So the second one is God will not despise you in this society where people like comparing with each other.
我刚刚提到了，当时在野地的牧羊人，他们的社会地位非常的低贱，是被人轻视的。
So as I said, those shepherds who are working in the field, they have pretty low social status.
一般人呢，连跟他们交朋友都没有愿意，都不愿意跟他们交往。
Normally, people do not befriend with them.
而他们其实说穿了，他们也不在乎，因为
they probably don't care either.
因为他们白天呢，不用面对人群对他们指指点点。
Because they don't have to face the finger pointing during the day.
那晚上呢？哦，更容易，每天跟羊群在一起，那些羊群只会对他唱歌，咩咩，又不会批评他。
And at night, it's easier. They only hang out with their flock.
那你说其他的同伴更不用说了啊。
And don't mention other friends.
我想他们彼此聊天可能会说，哎，老兄，你干嘛的？
So I imagine if they talk to each other, they would say, "Hey, brother, what do you do?"
说，哎，我在牧羊的，那你呢？
Say, "I'm a shepherd. What about you?"
废话，我来这里还能干嘛？当然是牧羊
了。He said, "I'm a shepherd too."
不过我相信，就算他们想要离开这样的生活模式，也很不容易的。
But I think it's hard for them to choose their lifestyle and leave their current trade.
可能他们。在许多人背后，他们就被人在那说长说短，因为他们的身份低贱。
So people might pick on them behind their back since they are at the bottom of the social.
所以他们要转行，要进入别人的这个生活圈当中呢，哇，就会被指指点，因为很多人喜欢攀比呀、啊，就是，所以他融不进去的。
So it's hard for them to mix with other groups because people are really like to compare.
那攀比其实是我们华人特有的文化跟习惯，不是吗？
So this way, I would say comparing selective and status oriented is our Chinese characteristic.
可能在周围的这个环境接触到了华人，都会给你这种印象。
So So when you come in contact with Chinese people, they might give you such impression.
所以如果有人要认识你，他就会先问你，你是从事哪行的啊？你赚多少钱啊？你开什么车啊？你住什么房子啊？
And first, they want to know what you do, how much you make, and what car you drive, what kind of house you live in.
然后才考虑说他愿不愿意跟你交朋友。
And then they will decide if they want to be friendly to you or not.
那如果他们有孩子呢，他就先问你，你孩子是读哪个学校啊？上哪个学校啊？成绩怎么样啊？
If I have kids, they will ask you which school they go to, how's their grade.
那他决定说他要不要让他的孩子跟你的孩子做朋友。
And they will decide if he wants his child to be friendly with your child.
那当然，有些人不问的，他就看。看你身上的穿着，你是穿什么牌子的啊？打量你一下，你从头到尾看你的眼镜、你的手表、你的皮包啊、你的首饰等等，看你是穿戴什么样的档次啊，是不是
？So some people even if they don't ask, look at you, what brand of watch you wear, what brand of purse you're carrying, and your jewelry and so forth.
我过去去蒙召前是成功的药商，收入还不错啊，在社会地位也算还可以。
So I used to work in the pharmaceutical business and have pretty good income.
那我每天都穿着西装笔挺的，然后开着豪车，经常呢跟医生们、药房的老板们打交道做朋友，所以去到哪里都很吃香的。
So I dress in suit and tie and drive a luxurious car, dealing with doctors. So I was treated fairly well.
我记得有一次，我那时候很年轻，才二十出头，我去参加同学会，你知道同学们刚毕业而已，都没什么。但是呢，他们把一个最重要的位置留给我啊，全部在等我在那里。
So I remember one time I joined the school reunion. I was in my early 20s, and then when we walk in, they gave me the best seat.
他们比来比去啊，认为这个最有成就了，来给他坐这个最大的位置。
So they think I have the most accomplishment, so they give me the best seat.
我记得有一次好威风，我开车到这个药厂公司的时候，那个守卫啊，看到我来了啊，因为我的业绩还不错，所以他打电话去那个里面，结果呢，里面的那个会计小姐端着一杯茶水在门口等着我来。
So to go to the meeting back in the headquarters is truly significant. As soon as the guard saw my car, they would call the office. And then even before I step in the office, the secretary would waiting for me with tea in her hand.
Wow, 我觉得我好威风啊！现在的 CEO 啊都没有我当年的神气耶。
So I think many CEOs can't even compare with me.
但是不过，等到我后来去读神学院之后，摇身一变，变成一个穷学生。
But after I changed my career and studied in the seminary, I became a poor student.
你知道我在白天上课，晚上回到家，你看我发现连那个隔壁那个狗都不理我了。
So I go to work and after school, and when I come back home, even the dog ignored me.
我过去结交那些朋友都认为说啊，这个没有利用价值了，慢慢就疏远了，对我的态度也改变了。
So many old friends thought I was no longer valuable to them and change their attitude towards me.
以前那些奉承的话都不再说了，说不定还在背后还批评我什么。
So and then no longer they're saying good things about me. Maybe they also criticize me behind my back.
那个同学会的通知单我再也没有收到了。
And I no longer receive those invitation of the reunion.
我在猜许多人说不定说我这个脑筋有问题哈，好好舒适的生活不过啊，竟然是想不开去跑去当什么神职人员了哈。
So maybe people will think I have a problem with my mind and that have this good job, leave such a good job to become a minister.
不过我倒是想得很开，因为我相信那一些喜欢攀比的人都是我们生命中的过客，不值得留恋，同不同意？
But it doesn't matter to me because I think those people who are like to comparing, they're just passing by. I don't miss them.
我也相信我们在座有很多人也跟我有过类似的挣扎。
And I think many among us maybe have the similar experience.
因为我们同样都处在一个喜欢攀比的文化社会当中。
So because we're all living in the same comparing society.
但是我告诉你一件事情，让你觉得舒服一点。其实呢，喜欢攀比的文化并不是我们华人才有。
But I'll tell you something. This kind of culture does not only belong to our Chinese people.
也不是今天才这样子的。
And it's not only today's
problem. 早在当时耶稣的时代就是这样子的。
And it happens a long time ago.
你看他们喜欢攀比身份，你说他们认为耶稣只不过是一个木匠的儿子，他能够做什么？
So when Jesus was born, people would think, he's just a carpenter's son. What influence can he have?
当人家在问你说，你是哪里来的？你是哪里人呢？你不是北上广的人啊？你哪里人啊？那个小乡下没听过啊。
So it's like us, and then people ask you where you're coming if you're not coming from the big city.
我告诉你，他们也一样啊。
People overlook you.
他们也一样，拿撒勒还出什么好东西呀、啊？
So and then at that time, and people would think, can there something good come out of Nazareth?
然而，上帝可不是这样喜欢攀比的。
But God does not compare.
因为当时他选择世上一位母亲来成为天上最荣耀的那位君王耶稣的出生。我们来想象一下，上帝是怎么样跨越时空来到这个来选择的。
So when God pick a woman who will become the mother of the King of Glory, let's imagine how he went across the time and distance to pick one.
可能他越过几间时尚沙龙和高级美容院的一群贵妇们，看来看去找不到一个合适的女士。
So he probably didn't pick one from the high-end salon.
后来呢，他又来到一个豪华的商场，那里有人在卖貂皮大衣。珠宝钻石的这些专卖店里面挑一些、一些比较、一些比较看起来比较像样 的人，看来看去、还是没找到一个。
And then he didn't pick one out of the fur shop and the jewelry shop.
后来呢，他又来到这些达官贵位、这些的家庭当中，又找遍了当时学校里面最高学府，发现那些年轻女孩每个人都在滑手机。
And he didn't pick one out of the royal palace nor prestigious institute.
最后呢，直到最后又回到古老的这个科技落后的年代，在一个很小的村庄叫拿撒勒，终于发现了一个毫不起眼、涉世不深的农家小姑娘。
But he found a young farm girl from a small town called Nazareth.
她没有穿着名师设计师所设计的服装，也没有从名校毕业拥有傲人的学位，身上也完全没有一样任人称羡的这些条件。
He does not have expensive clothes, no degree in education, nothing spectacular about her.
竟然就被拣选成为天父独生爱子耶稣的母亲。
But he was chosen to be a mother of Jesus.
甚至耶稣出生的时候，也不是出生在以色列这个耶路撒冷最出名的西乃山医院。
So even when Jesus was born, he was born, not born in a prestigious Sinai hospital.
也不是从一群世界最优秀的医生、护士和助理、共同接生的。
And he has no doctors and nurses around him.
反而耶稣出生连一间客栈 旅馆都找不到，没有人愿意接待，只能出生在一个肮脏不堪的一个环境当中，一个破旧的马槽里面。
But even a small inn could not do not have room for him, so he was born in a manger.
这说明说，凡世人所看不好的，在神眼中绝对不会被轻视。
So that means whatever overlooked by people will not be overlooked by God.
使徒保罗也是这样鼓励我们。
And Paul said,
他说弟兄们，我们一起来读好不好
？Let's read together.
预备，请。是的，反而是那一些有这一些有血气的啊，一些在神面前都不能够自夸。在耶稣的时代当中，有一次耶稣在旷野里面讲道，突然呢出现了一个不起眼的小男孩。
So we all remember the story when Jesus was teaching in the field, and then there's a young boy.
他自不量力的来到耶稣的面前，奉献了五个饼和两条鱼，要面对这些饥饿的五千个男人，还有一大群的妇女跟儿童。
And then he offered his five loaves and two fish to feed those 5,000 men, besides of a group of women and children.
你看这个五饼二鱼，面对这么多人，连塞牙缝都不够啊，他还敢拿出来？
So just think about it. Five loaves and four fish can't even feed.
要我们看到这些，我赶快藏进去。哎呦，不好意思啊，不好意思拿出来，自己吃都不够了，还拿出来喂这么多人吃。
So if it were you, you'd probably think, oh, that's not enough at all. So.
但是在神的眼中，上帝就用这样的有限，成为祝福满满的一个机会和管道。
But God turned this limited resource into an overflowing blessing.
不但喂饱了当时成千上万的人，而且还有十二篮的剩余。
It's not only feed 5,000, also have 12 baskets left over.
所以在神的眼中，你所摆上的，无论是多么渺小，也都不会被神所轻看的。
So it doesn't matter how little you offer, it will not overlook by God.
是在你所处的环境，其实也是如此。我们这个人把我们所给的东西其实神都不轻看的。
So in our situation the same thing, it doesn't matter what we offer, God will not overlook it.
也许在我们的回忆当中，许多时候因为别人的攀比让你受伤，但是有些时候是因为你自己轻看自己，喜欢去跟人家比较，觉得每个人都不比你好，你就开始不喜欢自己，就轻看自己，而没有自信，造成自卑了。
Sometimes because other people comparing and hurt you, but sometimes it's you compare with other people around you so that you lose your self-confidence.
所以这个时候你要知道圣诞节对你的意义何等重要。
So at this moment you need to know, remember the meaning of Christmas.
就是你要确实相信并且知道，不管别人对你的评价自己如何，或是你自己对自己的评价如何，神都不会轻视你的。
You need to know and understand, doesn't matter what people think of you, doesn't matter what you think of yourself, God will not overlook you.
圣诞节最后一个意义对我们而言，就是在面对艰困环境的挣扎中，神不会撇弃你。
So the third meaning is God will not forsake you.
我们再回到刚刚那一幕
tough situation.
就是在牧羊人按着更次半夜在那里牧羊。
So let's think about all the shepherds, they have to keep watching their flock.At night.
那这些羊群呢能够睡觉，但是呢这些牧羊人不能睡觉，为什么？
The sheep can sleep, but not the shepherds.
因为这些羊群在野地啊，他们面对一个很危险的一个环境，半夜有可能这些豺狼虎豹都要过来吃掉羊群的。
Because they're in the wilderness and there's danger lurking around.
所以他们要非常的机警。一方面要防备这些羊群受到损失，但另外一方面也要为了这些羊群，有时候要奋不顾身的来拯救他们、解救他们、保护他们。
So the shepherds has to watch and protect the flocks, and they themselves are often in constant danger.
所以这些置身在一个危险、困难的环境当中，万一有这个狮子、老虎、猛兽之类的，他们要去跟他们拼命的。
So even if they encounter lions, and they have to risk their lives to save their sheep.
那我们想一想，今天我们面对的环境似乎也是这样啊。许多的毒蛇猛兽不是就在我们周围，似乎在攻击我们。
So let's think about our situation. Is that all these wild animals around us trying to attack us?
这些牧羊人也可能在彼此在讨论说：“哎呀，面对这样的危险，我还不要当。”这牧羊人啊，继续这样做下去啊！我年纪越来越大，我做得动吗？我能够打得过这些老虎吗
？So they might discuss among them if they still want to be a shepherd.
而是甚至想一想，我随便做个工作都比这个好啊。
Maybe they want to change their career.
但是实在没办法，因为改行谈何容易啊
！But it's very difficult for them.
我们今天来想一想，有一些人他们要养家糊口的采煤矿的工人。那些保家卫国的军人，打击犯罪的警察，冒死救火的消防员，甚至那些为正义发声、为民主运动而努力，自己深陷在一个困境当中的人。
And let's think about those who work in the mining industry, soldiers, police officers, firefighters, and those who put themselves in danger fighting for freedom and liberty.
还有那些为着传福音的缘故，在宣教工厂遭受逼迫，甚至随时有丧命危险的宣教士们。
And also some, also those oppressed missionaries.
神不会撇下他们的。
God will never leave them.
所以圣诞节对他们意义何等的深远，就是当天使对牧羊人说不要惧怕的时候，我相信也是对他们说的。今天同样的也是对你对我说的。
So I believe when the angels of the Lord said, "Do not be afraid," it not only means to the says to the shepherds, it's also to you and me.
这同时表明他们将在一个被保护、被神保护、 的一个环境之下，即便他们面对许多的困难。
And it means they will be protected.
那今天我们也同样活在一个惧怕的环境当中，但是我们仍然被神保护着。
However, we live in such a environment also, but we believe God will protect us.
也许你的处境还不至于危险到有几乎丧命的恐惧，但是我相信也可能面对到不同程度的一个困境，让你对未来没有把握，对未知也充满忧虑。
So you might not have experienced life-threatening situation, but you must have had difficult times, experienced helplessness.
例如当你生活在高消费的南加州，为了赚钱好像每个人都要忙得喘不过气来，一天当两天用。
So like we live in the expensive Southern California, everybody is busy working, trying to accomplish 2 days work in one.
而且工作要越累才过得越踏实一点，那保证你明天还有工作有活可以干。
So busy is good, that means job security.
假如你的工作觉得不是很忙，那你就要担心你随时有可能被炒鱿鱼了。
So, but if business is slow, you might worry about being cut.
因为老板呢，只要找一个工作效率高一点点的人，除了他可以做好他分内的事，又能够取代你的工作，他就能够少发一份薪水，降低公司的开销。所以你就会担心啊，这样随时会被解雇的。
So if the boss finds someone have high efficiency employees, and not only he can do his own job but also yours, in order to lower the expenses, you will be fired.
所以我们在工作的也是处于一种艰苦环境的挣扎，不是吗？
So we have our struggles in our jobs.
那有些人虽然没有经济压力或者是困难，但是住在南加州，哇，这是天堂啊！哈哈，这是加南美地的哈，这个是人家冬天还没下雪啊，那个温暖的要命，还看见有穿短袖的在外面跑来跑去哈。
So even though you don't have financial problems, but living in Southern California, this is just like the land of Canaan.
但我告诉你，虽然这边天气温和。但是你住在加州，你还是担心恐惧的，有地震，有火灾，是不是
？Even everything is so wonderful here, you still have worries about those earthquakes and fires.、
当那个你隔壁它给烧起来的时候，我想你也跑得很快的，是不是
？So when neighbor's house on fire, I think you'll be afraid too.
所以圣诞佳音呢，就提醒我们，无论你处在任何艰困的环境当中，神必定要保护眷顾你，你可以不用惧怕。
So the meaning of Christmas is doesn't matter what kind of difficulties you're in, God will protect you.
因为以马内利的应许就是神要与我们同在，已经应验了。
Because the promise of Emmanuel, God is with us.
当神与我们同在的时候，你还怕什么呢
？So if God is with us, what are you afraid of?
因为圣经告诉我们说，神若帮助我们，怎么样？谁能抵挡我们呢
？The Bible told us, if God is with us, who can be against us?
最后。我们从天使向牧人报佳音的信息当中，我们明白圣诞节对你对我都有意义了。
So from the good news angel brought to the shepherds, we understand the meaning of Christmas.
因为这日子不是为了庆祝耶稣生日而已。
It's not only a celebration of the birth of Jesus.
也不是全家人团聚享受过年热闹的气氛而已。
It's not only about family gathering.
更不是给自己狂欢享乐的理由而已。
And it's not a reason for partying.
盼望今年的圣诞节对你而言有一个非凡的意义。
So I hope this Christmas have special meanings to you.
因为你知道神是为你而来的。
Because you know God came for you.
因为神的爱，你不会被遗忘，你不会被轻视，你不会被撇弃的。
As the love of God, you will never be forgotten. You will never be overlooked. Never, God will never forsake you.
在另一方面，许多人仍然不知道圣诞节对他们的意义。
So on the other hand, there are still many people don't know the meaning of Christmas.
许多人他们仍觉得自己被遗忘、被轻视、被人撇弃。
They still think they are forgotten, overlooked, and deserted.
他们生活在社会的边缘。有些是无家可归的流浪汉，有些是住在养老院孤独的老人。
So they live in the edge, and then some are homeless, and some are elderly in the old folks' home.
甚至有些是找不到生命方向，还在街头那里吸毒醉酒的这些人。
And some lost their direction of their life and struggle with addictions.
我相信每一个人都需要听到圣诞节的意义。
I believe everybody needs to know the meaning of Christmas.
他们都需要有人来向他们传报佳音。
They all need to hear the good news.
但是传报佳音的天使在哪里呢？
So where are the angels?
感谢神，我们教会每年圣诞节我们都有组团到老人院、到沃尔玛、到中国超市去报佳音。我觉得这是非常有意义的。
Thank be to God. Every year we proclaim the good news at the elderly care facility in front of Chinese supermarket.
昨天我们的队伍报佳音队伍有十几位前往参加，大人小孩都有。
Yesterday we have more than 10 people in our group.
那只可惜当年报佳音的是一群天使天君啊，这个真容见容啊，这个阵容坚强的天籁之音。
So the only difference before the good news was brought by mighty angels with a heavenly voice.
那我们呢的特色是我们的大部分的队员都是老弱残兵，然后呢五音不全，天龙八部是我们的特色。
Now the good news are preached by the old, the weak, and the singing challenged.
但是传报佳音，我相信对于每一个基督徒都有责任。
But I believe preach the good news is everyone's responsibility.
你不一定要以唱歌的方式啊，出去方式出去来报佳音，你也可以与你周围的人来分享圣诞佳音。
So you don't have to go out and sing, but you can share it with people around you.
那当年天使他千辛万苦专程跑到旷野去向牧羊人报佳音。
So at that time, angel proclaimed the good news to the shepherd in the wilderness.
那今天我们对我们来讲，只是举手之劳，只要我们向我们周围、我们社区分享圣诞佳音，请问你还要游历老半天吗？
So today we can proclaim it to our adjacent communities. And why wait?
我相信神在我们的周围都预备了许多人需要听到这个圣诞佳音的人啊。
And I believe God has already prepared many people around us that needs to hear the good news of Christmas.
尤其在这我们这个社所住的这个社区当中，是全美国最多华人聚集的地方，你在其他美国其他地方找不到的。这是神给我们的机会。
So especially in this community full of Chinese people, this is an opportunity God gave us.
因此在今年的圣诞节庆祝当中，我相信也提醒我们，你愿意抓住这机会来与他们分享圣诞节的意义吗？
So also I want to challenge you and ask you, do you want to grasp this opportunity to share the good news with those people?
如果我们愿意，我们一起大声说阿们，好不好？
If you're willing, please say amen.
Amen. 让我们一起来回应这首歌，普世欢腾，这个大好的消息，我们让全世界都知道，这是一个圣诞。